This is WCQS News. I'm Jeremy Loeb. An effort to repeal House Bill 2 flamed out yesterday as North Carolina Republican leadership failed to corral the votes necessary. Senate Leader Phil Berger refused to consider a clean repeal of House Bill 2, instead offering a bill that would include a six-month moratorium on non-discrimination ordinances across the state. And it took 5 hours for the GOP to come up with one, as Berger said as he introduced it.
Members, I think the fact that we started at 10 o'clock this morning and it is now 3 o'clock will provide some indication of how difficult an issue this is and has been.
But the moratorium was a non-starter for Democrats. Senator Jeff Jackson said quite simply, that wasn't the deal.
The deal was simple. Charlotte repeals its ordinance and we fully repeal HB 2 without any strings. This bill breaks that deal. Charlotte would not have repealed its ordinance if this had been the deal.
Berger later abruptly called for a 10-minute recess, which ended up lasting over 2 hours. After that, debate turned ugly. Republican Buck Newton, who ran unsuccessfully for attorney general, threw an insult as he thanked Berger for his work.
To work hard to protect our families and women and children from the risks that might be posed from these lunatic ordinances that the lunatic left of the city of Charlotte and places want to enact.
And Newton wasn't finished.
And to make sure that North Carolina does not continue to be maligned and defamed by the hateful crowd from California and elsewhere. Yes, the hateful crowd from California and elsewhere.
When it became clear after almost 9 hours of waiting that there were not the votes to repeal, Berger tried one last maneuver to split the vote into two, one for a repeal of House Bill 2 and the other for the moratorium. But the move was an obvious ploy to trap Democrats into giving Berger the votes he needed to move both measures, and they weren't falling for it. Democratic Senator Angela Bryant.
It's smoke and mirrors. It's a mirage. It's not real. And I don't know if you think the public is stupid or we're stupid or who's stupid, but it just does not make sense.
The gallery will come to order.